How fitting with a deep, diaphragmatic, soothing, releasing belly breath. Hey, everybody. Welcome to a nidra for the nervous system. Let's be real. They all are. But this is a practice specifically devoted to not only your nervous system, but an appreciation of it, an appreciation of your body, and yes, specifically that which animates the body, the nervous system. A little bit of a chat before we dive in, really helping to set the tone, plant some seeds. So, among many things that our nervous system is responsible for, I want to zoom in right now on one really important aspect. The part of our nervous system that is automated. So we each have two sides to this automated nervous system. There's the accelerant side. This is the side that you nudge up against every time you take an inhalation. This is the side that gives that surge of strength and focus you might need when you're doing a workout. We get this boost, right, when our body needs to respond to stress, which, as we all know, comes in many forms and many different experiences. We can welcome this side of ourselves. It obviously serves many purposes. And the flip side of the accelerant are the brakes, yes? The part of you that slows down in breath, in heart rate. It's how you might feel after you slip into a warm bath or are swaying in a hammock, maybe a few moments into your online nidra practices, or maybe even that sense of calm that comes after a deep sigh. We connect to this side with each exhalation. When this side of the nervous system is engaged or activated, the body amps up, revs up its healing and its regeneration. And it shifts towards energy preservation rather than energy spreading. Again, we can welcome this side of us, of course. It too, like the accelerant, serves many purposes. So the hope that through this little nervous system science lesson, I hope and I trust that with these examples, you can see how as humans, we really do need both. The thing is, in much of our day-to-day life, the stressors and the associated response to stress can feel really incessant and imbalanced. We may have even lost the ability to shift towards slowing down, not only naturally, but effectively. So, enter yoga nidra, creating the conditions where we can slide into that hammock, that warm bath, or that place of deep rest and regeneration. Herbert Benson in the 70s came up with some really key pieces that encourage a relaxation response. And I'm going to list them now so you can implement them in your setup. For the practice, you can pay attention here and really pick and choose whatever I say, apply it to how you lay your body down, okay? So if you haven't already, find a comfortable place, than a comfortable position. Grab all your props and set yourself up in a pleasant, calm, and quiet atmosphere. Yes, tradition suggests that you find your yoga nidra pose lying down on your back. But as I always say, you know best, listen to your body. Set your body up for rest. And as you find your set up, I want you to locate and take note of two locations. Are you with me? One is the occiput, which is that ridge just at the back and the base of your skull. One, the occiput. Two, your sacrum bone at the very base of your spine. It makes up the back of your pelvis. I list these two locations, occiput and the sacrum bone, because these two locations possess the most nerve endings responsible for communicating relax to the rest of your body. So, how could you support these two locations a little more? Maybe you bring your awareness and your breath into these two relax zones. You might grab something soft, a pillow, a folded blanket, or towel to support your skull, that soft place for the pelvis to rest down on. And from there, can you adopt an attitude of ease? Perhaps almost indifference to how the rest of this session is going to go. No expectations, right? No one has ever received relaxation by trying hard. So let your nidra practice play out exactly as it's meant to. You may fall asleep, you may float or zone in and out. Either way, you never have to worry about clinging to my words too intensely. And lastly, Benson suggests that you can use a mental device to anchor your awareness. And really, that's what my voice, my energy, and my words are here to do. I will be providing you with some simple, subtle words and tasks for your busy mind to wrap itself around. Almost like giving the needle of a record player a groove to sink into. So let this be a practice to establish trust and wonder back into the body. Trust that your body and your nervous system will access exactly what it needs to. And could you rest in the wonder, the simplicity of all of this? Here you are, just resting. And that's all you need to be doing. Take a long, slow, smooth, deep diaphragmatic breath in. Big sigh, huge release. Let's begin. Make sure you feel symmetrical, supported, warm, making any adjustments as needed. And as you lay down and rest in the watchfulness of you, notice that even though there are parts of you that are still moving and impacting you, there still remains this part that is untouched, unchanging, unmoving, reserved for just watching. And see how you're landing here in this moment. Are you here to receive rest and nurturing? Pay particular attention to the skull, specifically back of the skull, occiput, and notice where and how it is in connection to the ground, the pillow, the blanket, the bed. And then slide down the spine and do the same with zone two, you know it, the sacrum bone. That flat bone down at the back of your pelvis, base of your spine. How does this part of you feel? How is it in contact, in connection with the surface upon which you rest? And pay particular attention to your natural exhalations, knowing now seeds have been planted that these exhales are your body's constant ways of soothing and stilling. Even as your movement, your activity, right, is still there with the inhalations, notice the exhalations. Notice your thoughts and even your perceptions of those thoughts. Are these thoughts really you? Or are they simply echoing this innate desire to keep yourself well and protected? And finally, can you slide into a place of presence? Because you know the restoration your body and mind can access here isn't something you need to ask for or work for. Here you are, simply making the conditions for rest to spontaneously and naturally arise. All you need to do is listen and rest. Rest and listen. And as your awareness moves across the physical body with a body scan from head to toe, decide if you want to bring a quality along with this swoop, this scan. Maybe the downward message as you scan through is rest. Maybe it's peace. Still, pause. You decide. Start at the back of the skull. Even if you're not lying on your back, land your awareness at the back of the skull, round and heavy. From there, wrap around to notice the right ear, sweep it with your awareness and that quality. Rest, peace, pause. From right ear, notice the right eye, the right cheekbone, right nostril. Back to the back of the skull, round and heavy. And from here, wrap around to notice the left ear, the left eye, left cheekbone, left nostril, the upper lip, upper teeth, upper gums, and upper palate, low lip, lower teeth, low gums, space under the tongue, the jaw, the chin, the contents of the mouth. Back to the back of the skull, through back of the neck, the back and center of the heart, right shoulder blade, right shoulder, right upper arm, right elbow, lower arm, right wrist, palm, back of hand, right thumb, index finger, right middle finger, ring finger, pinky finger, the whole right hand, the back of the heart, left shoulder blade, left shoulder, left upper arm, elbow, lower arm, wrist, palm, back of hand, left thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, pinky finger, the whole left hand, back of the heart, the back of the navel center, right side of the torso, left side of the torso, the sacrum bone, the right side hip, right thigh, right knee, right lower leg, ankle, heel, sole, top of foot, right big toe, second toe, third, fourth, fifth toe, the whole right foot, the sacrum bone, left side hip, left thigh, knee, lower leg, ankle, heel, sole, top, left big toe, second toe, third, fourth, fifth toe, the whole left foot, sacrum bone, the tip of the tail bone, back to sacrum bone, back of the navel center, back of the heart, back of the throat, back of the skull, top of the skull, space between the eyes, and continuing down the front to throat center, heart center, navel center, sacrum, and tip of tailbone. See and feel the whole body, the central axis of the whole body, and the limbs emanating from it. Whole body. And turn, shift, slide the awareness back to the ridge of the skull, the occiput. And could you imagine putting your nostrils here at the occiput back of the skull? Temporarily breathe in here and let that breath sail down the channel of your nervous system all the way down the spine, and the exhales will fall from the sacrum. So nostrils at occiput, inhale through the skull, travel all the way down channel of nervous system, and exhale from the sacrum. In the same way that fluid moves up and down the structure of the spine, can you breathe and chart the currents even more? I'll leave you for some time here just to imagine and sense, play with this pathway. Inhale, occiput, down the spine. Exhale, sacrum. A few rounds to explore here. good. Now, can you be perfectly fine if you've noticed the mind has maybe wandered away from that task, holding all of these things so lightly? And watch the sway, the tide of your breath once more, but this time, rather than a location, so occiput, channel of spine, sacrum bone, rather than a location, can you imagine the qualities that each inhale and each exhale bring with them? So, starting first with the inhale, embody the inhale for a little bit. The inhale revs up your energy. It brings activity, movement, passion. So imagine in a moment here all the sensations, the feelings that your inhale may draw forward, may bring up. And there's no wrong answer here. Just tell yourself, I am the essence of an inhale. And see how that feels. Taking some time now to do just that. Experience, feel, move into, notice the essence, the quality of the revving up inhale. And now rest and explore in the exhalation. The exhale that soothes, that puts on the brakes. What would your body feel like if it were only in the realm of the exhales? Is there a sense of calm, of quiet, ease, peace to be perceived here? No wrong answer. Explore everything that comes up. So now that you are taking this time to just exist in the exhalation, explore the passive, relaxed, unmoving nature quality of just the exhale. Know that it is your innate ability to be able to exist and sway between the two. Blend them together, try it here and now. With an inhale, you are vibrant, awake, alert, turned on. With your exhale, you are receptive, still, quiet, powered down. You can sway between the two, pulsing until the two sides become difficult to discern. You can hold both as if they are one. The in and the out breath, the active, the passive, the moving, the still. This is your own one unique nervous system. Hold it now in its entirety, swaying between the two until they merge together. Be here now. Can you trust the simple fact that everything that needs to happen right now is already happening. There's no calling for, questioning, seeking, yearning. There is only presence here. Feel that. And send that presence now, dear one, into the space behind the eyelids, as though you were gazing out upon a perfectly clear and open night sky. And it's in this sky where you might see the full sun, the full moon, a cheetah sprinting through the jungle, a sloth lounging in a tree, a red light, a green light, a black triangle, a white circle, yin, yang, needle point, silk shirt, snowy wind, fire embers, on switch, off switch, camera flash, black hole, tree with large roots, spinal column, occiput, and sacrum, your body. Your body in a place of deep rest, regeneration, and healing. Taking this time in silence for you to just be here now. This practice has always been yours. Yours to receive whatever you need from it. And that means that you get to decide if in this moment it would serve you to stay right here, to keep resting and watching. Maybe slide down deeper into sleep. But if you know it's time to return back to that waking consciousness, you can follow along now, facilitating this return journey back up, and use what you now know. You know that your inhalations are connected to the wake up side of the nervous system. You know that with each inhalation, your heartbeat slightly increases its rate. Use that, treat it lightly here, but see if for the next few rounds you offer some more focus to the inhales. Perhaps they come steadier or deeper. And of course, with a deeper inhalation, there can follow an even deeper exhalation or a sigh, maybe making some sound and audible exhale if that's calling to you. And notice what naturally comes next. Maybe your eyes have already opened. Maybe your limbs are waking up, wiggling fingers, toes, wrists, ankles. You can give yourself a big stretch, maybe hug knees in, roll to your side. Make the call. Land wherever you are. If you are in the fetal position to your side, this is actually with that rounded spine. That's the shape that your nervous system, your spinal column, developed in. So however you are, be here now. Rest as long as you need. And it's my hope, my wish, my prayer for you that when you do come back to seated or come back to being upright, when you take that next first step in your day or your night, that you leave this practice feeling refreshed, renewed, and back to you. With hands at my very grateful heart center, I bow to you. This nervous system infused yoga nidra is now complete. Namaste, my friend.